This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Union Minister for Electronics and IT Ashwini Vaishnaw has announced the development of two major electronics manufacturing clusters in Tamil Nadu. These clusters, with an investment of 1,112 crore rupees, will be established at Pillaipakkam and Mannalur. The initiative aims to strengthen India's position in the global electronic system design and manufacturing sector. The announcement was made during the inauguration of Zetwerk Electronics' new manufacturing facility in Chennai yesterday. Mr. Vaishnaw said that spread across 15 acres, this facility will play a key role in boosting Tamil Nadu's electronics manufacturing industry and supporting India's ambition of achieving a 500 billion electronic system design and manufacturing market. Union Minister for Railways, Information and Broadcasting and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnaw has said the 410-metre long Hyperloop test tube at IIT Chennai is the longest Hyperloop test facility in Asia and will soon become the world's longest. The minister shared this information while posting a video on social media of a live demonstration he witnessed during his visit to the Hyperloop testing facility at IIT Madras Discovery Campus yesterday. He expressed confidence that India will soon be ready for Hyperloop transportation as the technology, which is currently under development, has yielded promising results in the tests conducted so far. He also mentioned that Railways has provided financial funding and technical assistance for this Hyperloop project. Mr. Vaishnaw highlighted that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has always emphasized the importance of innovation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged people to tune in to his podcast interview with Lex Fridman to be broadcast today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he had a fascinating conversation with Mr. Fridman, who hosts the Lex Fridman podcast. The conversation covered diverse topics, including Mr. Modi's childhood days, the years in the Himalayas, and the journey in public life. Nominations for the Padma Awards 2026 to be announced on the occasion of Republic Day next year have started. The last date for nominations for Padma Awards is 31st of July. The nominations and recommendations for Padma Awards will only be received online on the Rashtriya Puraskar portal. The Padma Awards, Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan and Padma Shri are amongst the highest civilian awards of the country. The awards seek to recognize work of distinction and is given for distinguished and exceptional achievements in all disciplines such as art, literature and education, sports, medicine, social work, science and engineering, public affairs, civil service and trade and industry. All persons without distinction of race, occupation, position or sex are eligible for these awards. Government servants, including those working with PSUs, except doctors and scientists, are not eligible for Padma Awards. The renowned Ma Purnagiri Fair has commenced with great enthusiasm in Tanakpur, Champawat district of Uttarakhand. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami inaugurated the fair yesterday, reaffirming the government's commitment to its year-round operation and the development of permanent infrastructure. Chief Minister Dhami emphasized the state government's continuous efforts to develop Ma Purnagiri Dham into a major spiritual and tourism hub. Under the Manas Khand Temple Mala mission, significant temples in Kumau will undergo beautification and road expansion. Furthermore, plans for constructing a ropeway at Purnagiri are in progress, ensuring a more convenient and seamless pilgrimage experience. Padma Bhushan Ramakant Rath, one of the most renowned modernist poets in Odia literature, passed away this morning at Bhubaneswar at the age of 91. A 1957 batch IAS officer, Ramakant Rath also served as the Chief Secretary of Odisha and held several key positions in the Union Government. In recognition of his outstanding contribution to literature, Ramakant Rath was conferred with the Padma Bhushan in 2006 and many other coveted literary awards. The last rites of Ramakant Rath will be carried out tomorrow at Swargadwar of Puri. In the Women's Premier League Cricket Summit Clash, Mumbai Indians clinched their second title as Delhi Capitals choked for the third time in succession. Harmanpreet Kaur was awarded Player of the Match for her knock. And that is the end of this news bulletin.